is Dr. Omoto dictating a consultation. Please use a consultation template. Patient last name is O'Brien, O'Brien. First name is Sean, S as in Sally, E-A-N as in Nancy. Date of birth is November 13, 1999. Date of service is July 21, 2022. Referring provider is Dr. Robert Young, Y-O-U-N-G. Next line, 1505 N.W. Harrison Boulevard, H-A-R-I-I-S-O-N Boulevard. Next, Corvallis, Oregon. Spells C-O-R-V-A-L-L-I-S. Oregon is O-R. 97330. Reason for consultation, possible ankylosing spondylitis. Subjective, this is a 22-year-old previously healthy male who is here for possible ankylosing spondylitis with a history of left eye uveitis and HLA B27 positive blood test period. Next paragraph, he states he was about 20-year-old and he was playing basketball and he felt the pain in the left hip period. He was limping for a while, but he attributed to the basketball injury and did not visit doctors period. He has gone on and off affecting left hip, but he always attributed to playing basketball period. With any strenuous activity such as hiking, running, comma, he will have pain in the left hip lasting for several days period. Next paragraph. This year, in 2022, comma, he started to notice swelling and redness of the left eye, period. He was seen by an eye doctor, and he wore eye patches, and he was given steroid eye drop, period. For his left hip problem, comma, he went to see a doctor in his university in Oregon, and an x-ray of the left hip was ordered, and he was told the results was negative, period. His mother, who was a nurse, suspected a possible ankylosing spondylitis condition and requested the blood work through the eye doctor, which has come back as the positive results for HLA-B27 period. Next paragraph, retrospectively, comma, he noticed that he had severe Achilles tendon pain when he was seventh grade, especially after when he played basketball period. Next paragraph, he denies any neck pain, comma, upper back pain, comma, mid-back pain, but he noticed the left side of the lower back seems to ache along with the left hip pain, period. He denies any psoriasis, comma, swelling of the finger or toes. Comma, difficulty breathing, period. Past medical history, ADD, 2016. Next, hip pain. Approximately started in 2021. Past surgical history, right arm cyst removal, 2013. Medication allergy, none. Medication Advil, 1 to 2 pills per day as needed for pain, period. Sometimes he takes up to 3 to 4 pills when it's severe, but he generally takes Advil about twice a week. Family history, patient has grandparents with arthritis, comma, possibly age-related osteoarthritis, comma, however, patient has a father who has issue with back pain and also is a history of uveitis, but has not been diagnosed with ankylosing spondylitis, period. Patient denies any other male relative having a spine issues, period. He only have sisters in his family. Social history, patient is a student at Oregon University, comma. He is finishing his last semester in fall, but he is attending school remotely at this time period. He is single, no children, comma. He does not smoke cigarettes, but he has occasionally smoked cannabis to alleviate his joint pain, period. Review of system, patient denies any systemic illness. Morning stiffness is about half an hour. Physical examination in general, all normal. Axial skeleton, C-spine, T-spine, L-spine, per template. Please add to L-spine. His shoulders test is 87 centimeters to 93 centimeters, so that's 6 centimeters, period. Please add to the thoracic spine. Chest expansion is 10 centimeters to 15 and 3 quarters centimeters. And please add to the C-spine. Occiput to wall distance is 0 centimeters. Peripheral joints, hip, please change the hip exam. Range of motion is normal in the right hip. Left hip has full range of motion, however, with some discomfort with internal rotation. Rest of the, please go back to L-spine. Patient has tendonitis over left SI joint palpation. And the rest of the physical exam is per template. Diagnostic data dated May 20th, 2022, comma, his HLA-B27 antigen test is positive, period. I do not have a result of the left hip x-ray at this time. Impression number one, history of left hip pain intermittently for 1 to 2 years, comma, with a history of Achilles tendon pain on the left side when he was a seventh grader, period. More recently, comma, had a left eye uveitis, period. Patient also have tested positive for HLA-B27 and suspicious for possible ankylosing spondylitis, period. Patient may also have a family history of ankylosing spondylitis in his father, but it is not a diagnosed condition, period. Recommendation number one, explain the patient of the above. Number two, I'd like to do, complete the workup by ordering blood tests and further x-rays, period. I would order blood tests including CBC, CMP, CRP, ESR, rheumatoid factor, period, in order to exclude other medical conditions that might mimic autoimmune disorder, I would also order thyroid panel with a TSH and 3T4 and acute hepatitis panel, period. As I anticipate that he may need to go to immunosuppressant chronic treatment, I would also order TB quantiferon, period. Next, for x-ray, I would order L-spine as well as SI joints to see if he has any involvement, period. Next paragraph, explain to the patient the importance of exercise and range of motion as if this is ankylosing spondylitis, fusion of the spine and axial joints may be a possibility, period. Counseled on no smoking as ankylosing spondylitis can affect the chest wall and may interfere with lung capacity, period. Next, as far as the treatment option goes, anti-inflammatory medication is certainly a valid option, period. Explain to the patient the chronic usage of anti-inflammatory medication can cause GI toxicity as well as liver and kidney toxicity, period. If he continued to struggle with the symptoms or if he has a bone involvement already, then anti-inflammatory medication is not sufficient and we may need to move on to biologic treatment, period. Next, I will contact the patient with the results of x-ray and blood test to discuss further treatment options, period. This is the end of dictation. Mm-hmm.